This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A little bit of an easing overnight, but nothing we would call the trend for the day, for sure. The overnight stock, pretty low for trying to determine the direction, especially when you have relatively lighter volumes like we do here this morning. A relative lack of fresh input. I mean, there's a lot going on, no doubt about it, but at least overnight fresh news, somewhat light. You've got the crop progress numbers. Those aren't very important in terms of the condition ratings anymore. We're starting to monitor harvest progress for some individual states like Texas and Louisiana. They've got their corn harvest numbers approaching the halfway point here. We'll have the national corn harvest progress numbers starting up in the first or second week of September this year, so something to look forward to. While we otherwise watch weather, we know we're entering a dry stretch. We know we've come off of a pretty good week in a lot of areas for rain, and we're seeing how that coincides with expectations building about these yields as they relate to all of these crop tours going on and it just being that time of the year.
Joe, you mentioned that the crop ratings, not as important to take note of those specifics right now at this point of the season. Is that to do with the fact that we are so far along, most of the crop is made at this point, and we just won't see any big changes to those numbers?
It can just be that the national numbers in particular can start to drift lower even naturally as they head towards maturity. They just look differently and they're harder to judge. We know this report all along is subjective. It's about, in so many cases, a roadside look of what these crop scouts feel like is good or excellent, right? The big focus.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise. And no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn down 1 1/4 at 376 3/4. September soybeans down 1 3/4 at 954 1/2. September soybean meal up $1.20 at $3.12.90. September soybean oil down 42 cents at 40.05. On the Merck, October live cattle down 37 cents at 178.65. September feeder cattle up 37 cents at 239.65. October lean hogs down 10 cents at 76.70. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.